Good morning, Tom, and good Thursday morning, everyone. The Labor Department today says that new applications for jobless benefits plunged to the lowest level in 14 weeks, a possible sign that the massive wave of layoffs has peaked. Newly laid off workers applying for benefits dropped to 601,000 last week. That was far better than the rise to 635,000 claims that economists had expected. Meanwhile, productivity rebounded in the first 3 months of the year. The key ingredient to rising living standards grew at an 0.8% annual rate in the January-March quarter, slightly better than the 0.6% increase that economists had expected. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending April 30th. The numbers look like this: in millions of bushels, wheat this year 9.4, next year 4.8, corn this year 23.2, next year 0.9, and soybeans this year 24.0 and next year 4.4. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 85.20 is up 8.5 points. The NASDAQ 1753 is down 5.36. And the S&P 500 at 922 is up 3.05 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather forecast is our very own Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. I wish I had some better news to talk about here, but we are looking at more rain, and especially in southern sections of the two-state area, potential for some excessive rainfall over the next 5 to 6 days, and even beyond that, the Climate Prediction Center is putting a swath of above-average precipitation that stretches all the way from the Red River Valley of Texas through Oklahoma and Missouri, and again, that 8 to 14 day probability of excessive precipitation, or I should say above average precipitation, stretches right across the heart of Illinois and the northern half of Indiana and into Michigan. So if that bears out, that means more delays. We do have a few days ahead of us. It looks like the weekend and early next week we should see some dry weather across our area. That's just not enough time and not a long enough stretch of dry weather to have any much of an impact on getting into the fields. We have a disturbance that will move into central Illinois this afternoon, a cold front that will bring a chance for thunderstorms. And again, some of the thunderstorms could put down some heavy rain on fields that have tried to dry out over the last week or so. But then after that, we have another disturbance that will bring another chance for thunderstorms into the area Friday night. Follow that up with another one Tuesday night and Wednesday. So no long stretches, at least nothing indicated by computer models or any way you slice it. It doesn't look like we will have the dry weather that is so desperately needed to get into the fields. In fact, we're going to have some cool weather dropping into the northern portion of the Corn Belt this weekend, and there could be some frosts or possibly even some freezes across the upper Midwest over the weekend and into early next week. Now, crops haven't developed enough to be threatened by the cold temperatures, but that's something that we'll have to keep your eye on. Other areas in the southeastern U.S. and the Delta states, they have another round of thunderstorms, not as widespread as some of the recent storms, but again, they're looking at a potential for some locally heavy rain in that area. The drought monitor, very wet conditions across a good portion of the lower portion of the Delta. But the wettest areas are now stretching all the way from southeastern Kansas across the northern half of Missouri, and many of the fields across Illinois and Indiana are extremely wet. In fact, the area that probably has the best situation right now would be across southeastern Illinois And then the Wabash River Valley has wet areas, very wet areas. And then southeastern Indiana has some areas that aren't in bad shape as far as the short-term moisture content. But the system that's moving into the area, again, expected to stall out to our south, and that could put several inches of rain down widespread across the southern portion of the two-state area. So those fields will start to take another turn for the worst. As far as areas on North American soil, but north of the our main area of growth in Canada, they have some showers that are developing across the western portion of the U.S. Storm system came on, brought some rain and snow to Washington and Oregon, and that's taking a track that will push it up into the prairie provinces of Canada, and they should see some precipitation in those areas that could lead to improved soil moisture content there. Other areas, South America, they still have some crop in the field. They're getting out, and it looks like rainfall will be relatively light, so they should have no interruptions to the harvest in Argentina. And in Brazil, it looks like they have a two-week forecast that offers a little more rain, especially in the southern portion of their crop areas, where the second-season corn will benefit greatly from that. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 6.07 unchanged, last trade up 4. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 5.54, up 6.25, last trade up 6.25. July 5.59, up 0.25, last trade up 4.75. May corn opened up $4.50, down 0.25, last trade up 5. July 4.07, down 0.5, last trade up 6.25. December 4.26, down 3/4, last trade up 5.75. May beans opened at 11.32 1/4, down 2.75, last trade up 8.75. July 11.16 3/4, down 1.25, last trade up 11. November 9.76, down 2, last trade up 13. May soybean meal opened at 360.20, up 1.20, last trade up 5.70. May soybean oil opened at 38.88, up 22, last trade up 47. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgReview. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen. You got to feed the bull every day. Was there anything in the export sales report to feed the bull?
I think there was on the corn side of things. We were looking for something in about the 15 to 20 million bushel range and got 23.2. Not much on the new crop side, as you indicated a little earlier. And continuing rains here, in the, specifically in the southern corn belt, should really keep this planting pace behind. We'll be 4 to 5 cents higher. And it's been corn that's lacked the upside momentum of the beans this week. So it'd be good to hold that kind of gains into the close.
Yeah, you got delay plantings in the eastern corn belt, oil up, equities up, the U.S. dollar down, and corn can't go through 416 July or 436 December.
Right. And we're banking that we'll get up to that 436 today. That would mean that we'd have to be up 8.5, 9 cents.
What about the beans?
Soybeans will be up 10 to 12. Export bookings, again, were pretty darn good. I noticed that the unknown destinations, rather than China, was the biggest buyer. But with this crude oil up $2 and good amounts of speculative buying, no deliveries, and China still interested, cycles point up into the early part of the week will be strong today in the beans.
What would the trade make if in next week's report we saw disappearances in old crop of, oh, say, 20 to 25 million bushels?
I think the market already has dialed in that our ending stocks will be down about 20. So if we were up and saw 30 or 35 million bushel ending stocks reduction, I think this market could explode again. Tuesday's the report.
Yep. The wheat, please.
Wheat market will be up 2 to 5. Certainly hearing more reports of damage in that central Oklahoma area. Not a whole lot of acres. Informa's number that came out yesterday, I think, is probably pretty well on the nose of a winter wheat crop at about 1.5 billion bushel. Yields will be up just because harvested acres will be down.
And CME Livestock, we saw lean hogs begin to pick up.
Hogs did have a good day yesterday with a gap higher. We'll continue that today, but we'll only be up about 30, maybe 40 points, something along that line. There's just too much pressure on the cash side of this market. The Iowa cash price has been down $11 in 5 days, just too much to overcome. On the on the cattle side, I think we'll kind of have a mixed day, even though the cash market likely will be lower. The futures probably be down 20 to up 20 type of deal. Pretty quiet.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Moorton, Illinois, and she joins us every Thursday morning right here on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILO 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and on the web 24/7 at WILLAG.org.